Kathy Wall, our guest this morning. How the heck are you?
Well, I'm going to be honest, I'm a little sweaty. I was in the garden, and I appreciate you allowing me to do this interview by phone.
Hey, no problem. I don't want to have much sweat. I've got enough sweat on myself, so I don't need to add to that. So how are the gnats?
Well, right now, because it's a little cool and breezy, the gnats are leaving us alone, but we always put our buggins on.
All right, so you use the buggins. I'm always interested to hear what people use. I use Absorbine Junior. That seems to work okay. I found that tea tree oil works, too.
All righty. Well, we have a two-year-old, and so we want to use something that's pretty mild.
Yeah. You got to be careful with that. Okay, enough of that.
All right. What are you talking about, 4th of July?
Why not? That's probably a good thing to do. You know, 4th of July is going to be held on the 4th of July, correct?
It will be on Thursday the 4th, yes.
All right, very good. That's the first thing we have to establish, because there are times where you have to juggle the schedule a little bit. What have you got planned this year?
Well, and the reason we are, you alluded to this earlier, that we are on the air a little bit earlier. And we are on the air earlier this year because we want to encourage all entries to think about our theme a little bit more intentionally. Our theme this year is Independence Day, the Rotary Way, One Big Family.
Hmm.
So each year, the International Rotary President picks a theme, and the theme this year is Rotary Connects the World. But he also has a sub-theme of Rotary is a family, and we certainly believe that. Our district governor, Mark Roberts, will travel from Peoria with his family to come and be in our parade. So we're very excited that he will help us extend the family theme. Also, we will have the Ferrara family. We're very excited about them. Mm. In fact, we're going to get a flatbed pulled by a truck, well decorated by our friends Jan and Carl Ryan. And the Ferrara family will be our marshals. And we love the whole idea that amazing family will be with us and help to promote the family theme.
Well, and if they're going to be on there, I hope they have instruments with them.
Well, I hinted about that, but the young Anna that I spoke to said that her siblings would probably be pretty excited not to have to perform.
Darn it!
Enjoy throwing candy. So I think we're just going to ask them to throw candy.
They are so talented and so fun to listen to.
Oh, they are. They absolutely are. And I'm very excited about the family theme. So as any organization, church, business, any type of group that wants to come and be in the parade, I want you to think about that you are a family. I think that's one of the strengths of this town of Jacksonville. You know, I am a short timer. I've only been here 20 years. So I do love the family spirit that is here in Jacksonville. We have our flyer online. It came out the other day. We also have hard copies that will be at the Visitors and Convention Bureau, at the Chamber, and at City Hall. I'm going to deliver those later this afternoon. We also mailed out to approximately 60 individuals that we have on our mailing list. Our plan this year, Gary, is to kind of update our mailing list. So I would encourage people that if you want to be in the parade this year and you've never been in, just get a hold of a form online at our, the Rotary Club of Jacksonville online and get on our mailing list. That way, we'll be a little bit more accurate when we mail out next year.
All right, and while we're talking about Rotary Club, the email address or Facebook address?
Sure. The email address is July4parade@jacksonvillerotary.org.
Okay. That's fairly straightforward.
Noel Beard did that for us. There's also a fax number if people want to, use the fax. You can also mail. All of that will be on the entry form for you.
And again, one of the reasons for having you on this early is to promote that. So you're looking for family, for organizations, groups, individuals, whatever the case might be, to use that family theme, right?
Yes, absolutely. And we will be judging again this year, and we have a fine array of judges, and they will begin their judging about 9:30, and they will walk through the staging area. And I guess that's another part that we need to talk about. We're at Duncan Park again.
Okay.
Not a surprise. So we'll stage there. And, of course, staging begins at 8:30. and would love for people to be with us and signed in and done by 9:45. We have always stepped off at 10 o'clock.
All right.
Always. I don't want to blow that.
10 on the nose, and again, you proceed east on State Street.
Yes.
And you walk right up to the square, and you, I assume, will go around at least most of the square.
Yes, yes, we sure will. We'll go around the square and dump out where we usually do.
Okay.
Which, I'm looking at my map. Well, we'll end there at Douglas.
You know, it's going to end up where it's going to end up, so whatever. There'll be somebody there directing you.
Yes, and people sometimes, you know, veer off when they get a quarter of a way around the square, and that, because they may have people they're meeting, and that's
sure.
Fine. We want to have a safe and organized parade, and we also want people to be able to do what they need to do. Because everybody's busy on the 4th of July.
Okay, Kathy, now here's the key question this morning. And that is, what is the formula that is tried and true, but allows you to chuck candy at the beginning of the parade, evenly distribute it throughout the parade, and have enough to finish it up at the end?
Well, I would say part of the formula begins with always a strong base, and that would be Jane Green,
okay.
A Rotarian who's passionate about the candy. She purchases the candy.
Mm-hmm.
She thinks about the people that we're going to be giving candy to, because all the Rotary entries, we provide the candy for them, for our marshal, for our governor, for our president. Our president will be Brittany Henry this year. Our president-elect will be John Ballack. So we'll provide candy for them. And then I think she gives some pretty good instructions, which is, don't go crazy at the beginning. You have
right.
a long way to go.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the formula.
Having been in a couple of parades myself throwing candy, whatever formula I have used has been proven time and time again to be a complete failure. And at some point, I run out of candy, or I get to the end and I'm dumping it out of buckets.
Well, I think you just have to realize you don't want to disappoint anybody, and
that's
you
true.
Also don't want to wait. So you just have to kind of be intentional all the way along and try to keep it even.
And don't throw it at people, and don't just simply drop it off the side of the float or whatever you're riding in, because that's kind of dangerous too.
It is, and you have to kind of do. I really favor the underhand toss.
There you go.
Kind of goes gently. I don't do well with being on a float and doing the candy thing, because honestly, I see so many of my former Jefferson students or my grown-up former alternative school students that I want to stop and talk to.
Yeah.
So I'm really rotten at the whole.
So I'm really not talking to the right person. I'm just suddenly understanding all of this.
What I love to do is be on that Aaron's Awe Gator.
Mm-hmm.
And wave and say thank you to every person who's come to our parade. You know, every year I get asked this question too, how long has Rotary been doing the parade?
Mm-hmm.
And we have come up with a definitive answer.
Ooh.
Yes, and that is longer than anyone can remember.
All right, good. So this is the annual Rotary parade for downtown Jacksonville.
Absolutely.
Well, I got you on the phone. Can we talk a little bit about some of the other activities planned for that day?
Well, I know that the parade is the sole responsibility of the Jacksonville the Rotary Club of
okay.
Jacksonville.
All right.
And then I know there's going to be amazing events out at Nichols Park, all coordinated by the Blast. And as much as I would love to say that we also do that, the club, but we do not. We do work in partnership with them, and there are a lot of Rotarians that are on that committee. But my focus is basically the parade. But I would encourage everybody to go out. I think it's going to be the flea market and
mm-hmm.
food and all the great stuff that's out there. But specific questions, and of course, fireworks.
Yeah.
Fireworks, and that will also be, you know, maybe I mentioned this last year, that's produced and done by my son-in-law, Jeff Watrid, the company that he works. Now, some years he gets to be the guy that puts it on, and some years he doesn't. I haven't heard the word on that yet, but
okay.
It's been pretty cool to sit there and watch it and knowing that family's out there doing that.
And he'd be kind of fun to talk to about how you put together a display, too.
You should get him on. Absolutely should get him on, because he knows a lot. He goes up to Rockford, and he goes up to Peoria and all places, and I am actually blanking out on the name of the company that he works for. I'd love to give them the props. But
Kathy, we will give them the appropriate props later on, so that's not a big deal.
Sure.
So again, for somebody who would like to get involved, like to have a float, and I shouldn't say anything goes, but you're hoping to fill it up. How many entries do you anticipate?
Well, I always shoot for 100 because I'm that optimistic person. We generally run around 70, 75, but we will always, accommodate you into the parade. My cohort, Noel Beard, threatens to put late entries behind the horses, but I will never let him do that. But we do like you to give us as much advance notice as possible. Our flyer, designed by Stephen Barbel, is just gorgeous. It's a trifold. It's been mailed out. It gives you every bit of direction where you need to go and what you need to do. The forms we would like to be entered by June 28th. Then you come to Duncan Park, and there's the setup, and we'll have marked everything off, and there'll be a blue flag for you that'll tell you where your entry needs to go. Well, my goodness, my two-year-old just ran through the house, my two-year-old granddaughter, so I don't know if she's going to be on air or not in a minute.
Well, I tell you what, we're about to wrap this up anyway, so you spend some time with her. Again, how do people register? How do they get involved in this year's parade? What address should they go to?
Well, they can go to July 4 Parade at Jacksonville Rotary. That's all together, jacksonvillerotary.org. And that entry form is online there. You can also go to the Visitors and Convention Bureau downtown, where my friend Brittany Henry hangs out. You can go to the Chamber office, and you can go to City Hall. And I'll have those available by this afternoon. There'll be hard copies there for you.
All right, very good.
My phone number and Noel's phone number is on everything, so give us a call, and we'll get you a form.
All right, very good.
Absolutely. I'd still like to talk to you sometime, Gary, about all the activities of this amazing Rotary Club that I belong to whenever you want to do that.
Well, maybe we can share thoughts back and forth between the amazing things that Kiwanis does, too. So,
I knew that you were going to come back. I would be gracious and say, we are planting trees all over town.
Oh, I know you are.
Tree project. And we are offering free Ferris wheel rides every Sunday from 4 to 6. That's been something that we are so blessed to have corporate sponsors or church sponsors that pay the cost, and then we offer free rides. So that was the brainchild of Gina Hayes.
Sure.
And we're really excited about our free Ferris wheel.
And that's
something Kiwanis doesn't do,
right? Exactly. The Ferris wheel rides, are they going on right now, or are they going to be starting here shortly?
We are starting, yes.
Okay.
We are starting. I think we're doing a fundraiser for Take It to the Streets. And I don't know if you've connected with Sandy Heaton. She's an amazing
person. Yes, we have.
She believes in bringing food out to the youngsters in our communities. We'll do a fundraiser on June the 1st. So, yes, we have been inspected, and we are rolling.
All right, very good. Kathy, go enjoy your marigolds and your grandkids, okay?
I will do that. And thank you for your gracious accommodation for myself today. I appreciate it.
No problem. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.